Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Our guest today is Chaz Helgi. He's a cellist who grew up right here in Manistee, and he's pursuing a Doctor of Musical Arts in cello performance at the University of Oklahoma. Chaz will perform this weekend with the Benzie Area Symphony Orchestra. Chaz Helgi, welcome to IPR Studio A.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So you grew up here.
I grew up in Manistee. I went to grade school and middle school and high school there. And I shipped off to Indiana to the Jacobs School of Music, and then Western Michigan University, and now Oklahoma. But I am back for Institute Week here at Interlochen, which just wrapped up yesterday, and a concert on Sunday with the Benzie Area Symphony Orchestra with Tom Riccobono.
And your musical roots are very deep here in Northern Michigan, where you studied and who you played with and for while you were here.
Yes, it's great. This is the third summer that I've done Institute as an assistant. And every summer I reconnect with everyone that I grew up, a lot of my teachers. Gene Coonrod, for example, I was my teacher from first until about sixth grade, and then I studied with Chris Gamble for about 6 years after that. But then through them, I met Liz Burt, who was at the time conducting Charles Hughes Symphony, and then Tom Riccobono. And so it's just amazing to have been a student and now to sort of, I guess, ascend to another level where you're working with them and sort of side by side with them. But still learning a lot, of course, along the way. So,
and you're the soloist with the Benzie Area Symphony Orchestra this weekend. You're doing the Dvorak Cello Concerto.
That's correct.
How did you end up as the soloist for the concert this weekend?
Well, basically, I bumped into Tom last summer during Institute Week, and we had a little chat in the chapel. I think we were switching classrooms or something, and I just said, I heard that you were, you know, conducting the Benzie's back together, and this is, they're playing again. If you need a soloist, then, you know, hey, send me an email and maybe we can do that. And then about 5 months ago, he emailed me and said, hey, are you still interested in doing this? So I think it was because I asked, but I think it's also because, Tom is he's a good programmer and a great conductor, and I just feel really lucky to get to play with this symphony, you know, and come back to Northern Michigan and do all of this. So,
and he clearly has fine taste in cellists.
Oh well, thank you very much. I think he has fine taste in music. We have a great program. They're gonna do some Holst and some Mozart, Dvorak, and then of course the Dvorak Cello Concerto.
How did you guys decide on the Dvorak Concerto?
I think he picked it. If I remember, my brain's a little fuzzy on those details, but I couldn't really pick a better concerto. I think it's probably kind of stereotypical, but I really feel that Dvorak Cello Concerto is sort of king or queen of cello concerti. It's got licks, it's got great melodies, it's great for the orchestra. And there's actually a great book about it. I think it's Cambridge Press that has all these theories about the concerto. Is it a symphonia concertante? Is it an operatic concerto? It's more than just a cello concerto because the wind parts are so involved and the strings and so masterfully written. It's got such a rich history. So I just feel very privileged to get to perform this this masterwork that cellists get to play. So.
Well, you mentioned Liz Burt earlier, and she's actually sitting here right with us. We're waving at her. She doesn't have a microphone. Hi, Liz. And she is joining you to play the first piece you've brought for us today. What are we going to hear?
Well, I thought it's Northern Michigan, and it's summertime, so we're going to play an arrangement of Summertime by George Gershwin from his opera Porgy and Bess.
Thank you.
We heard Liz Burt and Chaz Helge playing an arrangement of George Gershwin's Summertime here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. And Chaz, you wrote the arrangement that you just played.
Well, last summer, I guess that would be 2 summers ago already, I started doing a little arranging for the cello ensemble here during Institute Week. And Dr. John Marshall does a lot of our arrangements, and he has this big thing out in East Washington called Celebration. So I started doing some arranging the last couple years, and of course Chris does a lot of, Chris Campbell here, who's the instructor here and my old teacher, he does a lot of gypsy jazz and jazz tunes, and he does a lot of different, he's very eclectic. And so I have to credit both of them for sort of getting me interested into arranging and kind of branching out a little bit beyond just the strict standard repertoire, I guess you might say, for cello.
In a lot of ways, you're kind of exemplifying the gig economy that a lot of professional musicians have to have. You not only play, you arrange, and it turns out you write as well.
I do a little writing. I definitely am not up there with my colleagues who, you know, are really engaged in musicology, and that's their so like you, but or my great graduate assistants that I took with in Indiana. But yes, I do enjoy music scholarship, and I think that music history is an extremely important part of our craft as performers. I think of all of us who are involved in classical music, quote-unquote classical music or Western concert music, as being curators. And as a performer, you're a curator. And as a scholar, you're also a curator. And I think the sort of Venn diagram of those two should overlap as much as possible. You know, it brings both those disciplines together to bring it to life, to share with other people. So
you actually wrote the program notes for this weekend's concert.
I did.
That's pretty unusual. It's pretty unusual for the soloist to have also written the program notes, mm-hmm. too. So how did that come to be?
Teresa, our the great operations manager at the Benzie Arias Symphony Orchestra, she actually asked me, do you have any program notes? Do you have any promotional materials? And so I said, sure. I guess I didn't think about it. I guess soloists don't really write program notes for concerto concerts. I know people like David Finkel will write program notes for solo recitals and concerts like that. But I guess when you step back and think about it, I guess maybe it is a little less common than I initially thought when I was writing them. Maybe I didn't even think about it. So
did you just say, oh yeah, I can do that?
It's funny. Writing for me is really difficult. I don't feel like I'm a very good writer. I'm a better editor. And so a lot of it is just spending time with it and reworking it so it's clear for your reader. And those program notes actually came out fairly quickly. I think I wrote them in almost 1 or 2 sittings, and I was really happy with it. So it's a topic that I've thought about, and there's a lot of rich history too. So I think maybe that's one of the reasons it's pretty easy.
Well, let's hear you play a solo piece next. What are we going to hear next from you?
We are going to hear the prelude from the D minor suite number 2 by J.S. Bach. I thought it might be nice to have something meditative and maybe introspective to contrast the heroic and sort of extroverted nature of the Dvorak concerto. Thank you.
Chaz, thank you so much for joining us today in IPR Studio A.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here.
Chaz will be the soloist with the Benzie Area Symphony Orchestra this weekend. The concert is called Dvorak in America, and you can read the program notes that Chaz wrote. That concert is on Sunday, June 25th at 4 p.m. in the Benzie Central Auditorium. Tickets are available at the door. I'm Amanda Sewell. This has been Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.